Hi, Ronald. How are you doing?
Job gains last month beat expectations by more than 50,000. And aside from losses in the energy sector, gains were across the board, says PNC Financial Services senior economist Gus Fauché on Skype.
We had strong growth in retail trade, in leisure hospitality services, education and healthcare, business and professional services, construction, and then we also saw a pickup in job growth in manufacturing.
The pickup in manufacturing is notable, given the recent weakness in exports, a byproduct of a stronger dollar, which has made American-made goods more expensive abroad. The other notable development is a steady improvement in wages. Ethan Harris is head of global economic research at Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Normally, workers start to get a little bit of bargaining power as they get a fully healthy job market. That's been delayed because the recovery was so slow. But now we're finally there. We're finally seeing workers. We're in the cusp.
But a healthy labor market also puts the prospect of an interest rate hike this year back on the table. Some economists had urged the central bank to delay raising rates until next year after government reports show the U.S. economy shrank in the first quarter. Solid job growth in May could prompt the Fed to act sooner, says Bankrate.com Washington Bureau Chief Mark Hamrick.
Our own Bankrate quarterly economic survey finds that the vast majority of our panel members believe that the Fed will be raising interest rates in September.
Members of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee could signal their intentions after the board's next meeting later this month. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.